Welcome to Apocalyptic Times, episode 7. My name is Travis Spencer, and I'm here with
David Duarte.
And we are flying solo, like two gay men.
Well, we're flying duo, actually. Duo.
So where's Nick exactly?
I don't know. Is he still on that safari that he went on?
I don't know. I got a note from Muff Eater. She was leaving town. And something about Nick having to watch her kids or his kids. She wasn't gonna be able to watch him. I don't know. So he might just be watching his kids. Don't you remember? He's talked about his kids.
Yeah, he talked about something like that before, but I didn't believe him.
I never thought he had kids before that.
I still doubt it.
I think he's full of shit.
I think he has built-in excuses.
Why would you lie about having kids? It's weird.
That way people feel sorry for you.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, I take it back. I know exactly why you'd lie about having kids. Every job I've ever had, it's the people who have kids that can just randomly get a day off.
That's true.
They're like, oh, it's true. You know, my kid is shit his pants.
Yeah.
So.
Or say you have like, if you look like you're kind of pregnant for a woman, like if you look like you're kind of pregnant, you could be saying, oh, yeah, like I'm pregnant. You know, and
but
I,
that
oh,
can
I'm,
only last.
Right. But then you have the miscarriage. Then you have more time off. You know, and then everybody's feeling bad for you. And
you've had a really tough year. Two miscarriages this year.
Yeah. And you don't look like you've lost. You don't look like any different either. Like, you get a little bump.
You still have that disgusting pooch.
What is it? No, then you just walk around with the
didn't
little
that
food
dead
baby
fetus,
the whole time.
Didn't
know?
That dead fetus leave you?
Do you constantly have a dead fetus in your stomach?
Call Vlad. That'll be Vlad's fucking next business, right? Dead Hold on. I'm supposed to.
Vlad told me I had corrections or retractions or anything like that.
Oh, I'll get to that. But I was supposed to open up the show with Apocalyptic Times is now brought to you by Vlad's bleach anal bleach party.
Vlad's anal bleach party. Yeah.
So that's what show is sponsored
by this
week.
It's
going to
be a big
event. Oh, it's
an event.
I thought it was
an event.
I thought. I guess you'll have to tell me about it later.
Yeah.
Because that's going to be the ad at intermission, right?
Yeah. He's been working on a whole thing. I've heard from this whole couple weeks off. You know, he's got a whole new thing going. From what I heard, he was in Europe, like doing some model scouting.
Let's get into that. So the reason we've been gone, it's been a month. Our last show was what, May 18th?
Yeah,
before the end of the world,
before
actually.
the rapture. Yeah.
So I did.
So we obviously didn't get raptured.
I did get a couple viewer emails.
Viewer?
Wondering. may or may not have been the one person who listens to this show. We don't know. But I got a viewer email asking if me, you, and Nick were raptured is why we had never come back. But
and
the good news and the bad news for everyone is that we were not raptured.
Well, and apparently Nick was.
we still don't know about Nick. He's either got kids or he's been raptured.
I think he's been raptured.
And same thing goes for Jessica. I haven't seen that bitch in... I haven't seen her in forever.
Didn't she just go back to Jersey?
Back to...
She's not even from Jersey, huh?
No, Long Island.
whatever.
She saw that recent episode
She went back to Long Island.
Saw that recent episode of Jersey Shore and just went back to Jersey, even though she's
decided
not from there.
Decided she couldn't take it anymore. She's like, I hate California. I got to get back to my shore.
Long Island. All right, so Vlad has been in Russia? Where'd he go?
Oh, I think he was all along the Eastern Bloc. You know, because he's not just exclusive to Russia.
Should we ask him?
Ask him.
He's in the studio. Tap on the glass. Tap on the glass.
Vlad. Come on, dude.
Vlad.
Yes, hello.
So
why you bother me? I'm in the middle of production.
It's been a month. I don't have a job other than this, so I wanted to see what was up. Like, why did you just cut production for a month? I need this show.
Not cutting production. It's expanding productions.
Expanding? How so? Like less shows? That's
like
expanding?
Less room in my pants. Expanding.
He's a stand-up comedian. You're hilarious, Vladimir. I'm not going to call you Vlad anymore. I'm going to call you Vladimir.
Okay. What do you like? My mother named me Vladimir. It's okay.
Your mother was a good woman, you know that?
Yes, and this is less we talk about my mother.
He's giving me that fucking cold Russian death stare. I better stop talking about his fucking mom. So, Vlad, you wanted me to retract a statement from the Concrete Saints from our last show about the Volchevka region. They were calling it the Flatcheska region.
They call it Flatcheska, but it's not Flatcheska. It's Volchevka.
And that's,
just to clarify.
That's where you're from, right?
Yes. Everybody from my hometown region
is from there as well.
From that. I do not like calling Flatcheska.
Oh, right. Did you get some viewer emails? Or viewer email?
Yes. Very much hate mail. all sorts of things.
What, they didn't like the Concrete Saints?
No, they very much like number one rap group in all Volchevka region.
So what was the hate mail?
They not like me not standing up to Concrete Saints and telling them, no, it's not Flatcheska.
Well, those Volchevka are rappers. I mean.
Oh, yes, they understand. But I am Russian. We do not fucking lay over for rap groups.
No?
No.
Are there a lot of rap groups in Russia?
No.
Is that why?
No.
So that's it? That's all you have to say about Flatcheska?
Oh, yes. Well, region is not known for Flatcheska. Let's just say that.
Right.
It's known for very voluptuous women.
You think the Concrete Saints would know that? Because they were talking a big game like they had some women while they were in Russia.
No, they do have games in Russia. Yes.
Multiple games? Like, did they bring Sari and Boggle and...
No, they mostly brought basketball.
Mostly.
Mostly.
Is that a racist statement?
No, because last I checked, not many Puerto Ricans in NBA.
Except JJ, the man Barea.
Yes, he's son of a bitch. Yes.
Vlad, what's your problem with JJ Barea?
Oh, no problems. No problems.
Nothing. Just don't like Puerto Ricans.
I am a transplanted Lakers fan.
What?
Well, yeah, Sasha Vujacic used to play for
KSV Moscow or something. Is that your team?
Yes, but they are not very good.
Well, shouldn't you be a New Jersey Nets fan because they've got the Russian owner?
Oh yes, now I would be, but he has suppressed many of my family members.
Suppressed?
He's taken lots of money from us.
Oh, really?
There is reason he's billionaires.
Because he's taken all...
Yes, because
he's
Russian criminal. What,
does he own
the
factories or something?
No, he fucking is criminal in Russia. But it is legal there.
So it's good.
It is legal here, too.
For who?
For Russian billionaire.
So he's just getting away with murder?
Yes.
Well, you know that there's a rapper that owns that team too.
Yes, Jay-Z, yes?
The Jay-Z, yeah.
He's not my favorite. Not my favorite at all.
Who is your favorite rapper? Concrete Saints? No Sense?
Yes, as of now, yes. I hope they make big
times. Pretty damn good rapper.
Oh, very good, very good. I like very much. Yes.
All right, Vlad, that's just about enough of you.
Okay, this is good.
Will you tell David to come back out here when you go back in there?
Yes, get off my porn collection, please. Please clean up first.
Don't cross swords when you go back in, all right?
Oh, it's not a big deal.
Do us a favor. Thank you.
Thanks, Vlad. Appreciate that. Appreciate the commentary.
Talking with Vlad is like, I don't know. I have to like be respectful now because he's actually gave me a paycheck. That was pretty nice.
How big was that?
Fucking $25.
Really?
He gave me a $25 check.
Wow, that's it?
I mean, I was pretty happy with it. I bought this beer that I'm drinking right now.
Oh, that's interesting. That's about only it. $25, huh?
Did you get a paycheck?
Yeah.
How much was yours?
It was $25.
I think you're bullshitting me.
All right, $125.
You got $125 from fucking Vlad?
I guess I wasn't supposed to mention that.
No. No, you are not supposed to mention that.
Where did you come from? I hate it when he's on the mic in the studio. It's creepy. Vlad, mute. Mute.
Yeah.
Where's Jessica anyway? Where's Jessica?
Oh, you scare her away. last time you revealed your balls. No, you revealed your misogynistic balls to her on air.
Just because I have balls when I speak doesn't mean...
I edit out of the podcast.
Oh, that part where I pulled my balls out and she screamed?
Yes.
I mean, that's no reason to not come back. Come on.
No, it is not reason in my book either. But apparently American Long Island girl, not like.
So why did you edit me out?
Oh, it distorted a lot. It did not sound good.
That's funny because my balls usually sound so good.
They're usually very smooth, yes. Yes. I agree.
They have a smooth voice, just like me. All right, Vlad, you can go ahead and press mute again. We're going to go ahead and go to the So, disappointment of the week. The world did not end. And we're still here.
Ah, fuck.
I know. Thanks a lot, fucking Harold Camping, you fucking asshole.
Oh, it ended for him.
Well, he's still alive, isn't he?
Yeah, but I mean, he had a stroke. Like he's maybe that's what rapture is entails.
I mean,
like you have a stroke and you just have to watch the other people suffer.
But maybe his mind is like free now.
Now
he just like thinks about.
I don't know. I think with a stroke, it's quite the opposite. Your mind is stuck and your body is fucked.
Right.
Your body can't move, and your mind is back there thinking, "Wow, this is great." can't even say the things that you want. You can't even talk about the rapture anymore.
Right. Well, thank God he's not talking anymore. That's for damn sure. Because he really,
literally, thank God for that.
Like I spent the last month in a bunker because I was really afraid that the shit was going to end, and then I came out and I realized that, you know, nothing had changed a month later, and Vladimir was gone. I don't even know where you were. What'd you do this last month?
Oh man, what did I do? Jeez, fuck. Oh, I went to a couple U2 concerts.
You too.
Yeah.
How was the Bono and the Edge?
It was amazing, man. It's badass.
Yeah, did you touch their balls?
I tried. I tried really hard. Tried really hard. Yeah. I got really close and
didn't
felt,
you get,
felt the sweat.
Didn't you get kicked out the second night or something because you got a little too close to Bono's balls?
Yeah.
Is that a true story? Somebody told me.
No, not really.
You didn't get kicked out? What'd you get kicked out for then?
No, I just started a fight. That was it.
Started a fight? That doesn't seem like it. You're pretty mellow. Why would you start a fight?
No, because just, you know, we were arguing over which U2 song was our favorite, you know?
what was your call?
Well, there was like, I had like five, okay? And I was like...
Five favorites. I want to fight you already.
Yeah.
I've got like five, bro. I've got so many favorites. Shut the fuck up.
No, it was somebody was trying to say that they like the new U2 stuff versus the old U2 stuff, and I was like, come on, dude. Like,
so you swung at a dude at a concert?
Yeah, because
that's pretty pathetic.
Come on, like the new U2 stuff is good.
Yeah, so you're willing to fight over that? Like it's
fuck yeah, dude. Fuck yeah.
Were you wearing an old school U2 shirt?
Yeah, I was wearing an Octung Baby t-shirt.
So, what was he wearing?
Fuck, man. What was he wearing? Like a fucking get
Did
on
it
your
say
boots
Uno
shirt or
dos
like
tres catorce?
Yeah, that's
what I would fucking hit that
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, he was wearing a Vertigo shirt, and I hate that song, man. Fucking
Uno,
hate that song.
Dos tres catorce. Why the fuck do you go 1, 2, 3, 14?
I think that's an inside joke.
I think it's stupid.
Yeah, I hate that song. I hate it. And they play it at every fucking show, too. Like, I don't
of course
know why.
They do. It was a big hit.
But why? Why the fuck was that big? That was the only song on that whole album I hated. I loved every other song on that album. That fucking song sucked.
I'm not.
But it's just me. It's probably just me and you that hate that song, because the rest of the world fucking loves it.
Fools.
Yeah, I don't think it's a good song.
It's too bad that that song, that single song, got you kicked out of a U2 concert, though.
Yeah, because I was started throwing shit at the band at that point too.
Right. So that's what it started.
Get off the stage. Get off the stage. That song sucks.
And then some dude in an Uno Dos Tres Catorce t-shirt is like, shut the fuck up. And you're like, I'm old school. He's like, I'm new school.
I'm like, play Sunday Bloody Sunday. Fuck, get off the stage, Vertigo band.
Stupid Vertigo.
I know.
Alright, so we've got some new news on the apocalypse. There was another earthquake in Japan. A 6.5 earthquake in the north of Japan, pretty close to the, pretty close to Fukushima, where the first one and the tsunami came. There was a tsunami warning, but it was about an hour later they called it off. That's pretty fucked up, man. That country just cannot catch a goddamn break.
Fuck, man, that's crazy.
Let's see. I've got a report that Iran is going to put a monkey in space.
Iran?
Iran.
Iran. Okay.
No, Iran. Iran to put a monkey in space. Where did you run? Is that Corpus Christi? Where is it? Florida. They launched the Iran. Iran to Florida, and I launched a monkey in space. That's what the headline said. So.
Wow.
Isn't that weird, though? It's like, 2011. Why are they going to put a monkey in space?
Yeah, why?
You know what that opens up? Conspiracy what? Theories.
Yeah.
I don't think we fucking ever made it to the moon.
I don't think monkeys have ever existed.
But you can go to the zoo and see a monkey.
No, you can't tell me that
they're animated robotics.
Scientists just can't just make those things, you know? Like, come on now.
It's like a...
come on, keep up with the times, Travis. Yeah,
they're making multicellular organisms. They might as well just make monkeys.
You can create another human being at this point. You know,
so human
beings...
Why not
be able to create a monkey?
So are you of the camp that human beings rode dinosaurs 6,000 years ago?
Like, all right, here... all right, if evolution is a theory that is real, right, then why are there still monkeys around?
Because it was a common ancestor that we both had that we branched off because we ate mushrooms off the ground and our brain exploded, and then the monkeys stayed the same or digressed because they didn't have
Then where did AIDS come from?
That's what happens when you cross-mix an evolved species and an unevolved species by fucking it in the ass.
Oh, so it all goes back to anal.
It does seem like when I hang out with you that everything goes back to anal.
Vlad probably knows more about this subject than we do.
Well, tap on the glass again. He looks like he's looking. Is he jerking off in there?
No, not jerking off. I hear you talk about monkeys. And
what do you think about monkeys
revolutions
in space?
And the theory of revolutions is that monkeys are. Can become humans after anal sex, yes?
Wait, what?
What? That's not
revolutions theory you... Seriously, if you anally violate a monkey, it can turn into a human, or it's going to have a human
out of its
anus?
No. You're not kidding. It becomes a human with AIDS.
This but it's still a monkey.
No, this is revolutionary theory.
How long does it take for a monkey that got ass raped to become a human with AIDS?
Oh, not very long. Not very long.
Is this what they teach you in your Russian school books?
No, they don't teach.
Where did you find this out? Where are you getting this information?
Knowledge. Everybody knows.
Common knowledge. Do you even have monkeys in Russia?
Have you been on streets before? Have you lived in the real world?
No, I live in a glass house underneath a white castle.
White Castle.
On the top of a mountain.
I've been to East Coast. I know what White Castles are.
I've had those sliders.
Burgers. They're not very good.
Those are called sliders.
Yes, they're not very good. I'm not like, I need big burger.
So what do you think about Iran putting a monkey in space?
I is confusing to me.
Why? Because monkeys have AIDS?
Well, for one, yes. Why you want to give space AIDS? No, you don't need to give outer space new disease. Not ready for it, you know? Also, like, maybe you think about giving your woman's rights first before you put monkeys into space, huh?
Nah. I think space needs AIDS.
Well, for one, I see a lot of Persian girls, very nice-looking girls.
And you cannot sell them?
Yes. How am I supposed to expand my business without the Persian market?
Hmm? You're not into the burqa?
No, the burqa is not into me.
So, are you sure? Have you tried?
Oh, I try. I'd not tell you on my travels. It's hard to talk about, but I was kidnapped in Lebanon for a long time.
What were you doing in Lebanon?
Trying to recruit.
Those Lebanese, there are some hot women.
Oh my God. Oh,
I agree.
Oh my God.
I concur.
Yes, you should concur.
Is this the first time we've ever agreed on anything, Vlad? I think it is.
On air, yes. On air. Yes.
What do we agree on off air?
Not much. Not probably nothing. Yes.
I don't remember.
I don't ever talk to you, so I don't know what that would be like.
I try not to talk to you. But I'm really happy that I'm on your podcast, sir, and you're a good boss.
Oh, well, thank you.
Fuck you.
Yes, $25. That's how much that costs to get compliment. And gratitude costs $25.
This is for the listener. So the listener knows that $25 you can buy me pretty much say whatever the fuck you want me to say. So on that note, I think you want to do a commercial break there, sir?
Yeah, let's do a commercial break.
I wasn't asking you.
Oh yes, it's time for commercials. Okay. Vlad's anal bleach party. A tantalizing weekend getaway for the girl who is not down to let the brown ruin her film career. Anal bleach coming in 6 distinct flavors. Peach for the backdoor novice. Radiation infused dolphin cut roll with soy sauce for our Japanese counterparts. Gold plated Ed Hardy bedazzled tiger in tracksuit for our loyal Armenian friends. And yes, FDA has just officially recognized this as flavor. Chimichanga for our south of the border customers. And for our pro athlete line, fried chicken with watermelon grits and purple drake. Just call 1-800-2-N-1-VLAD. First 10 callers receive special gift 6-pack of Lead Packs Vodka Soak Tampons. 1-800-2-N-1-VLAD. Don't waste this opportunity to taste success. Vlad's Anal Bleach Party.
There are a lot of young girls who think you can spend a little time in the porn industry, make some money, and get out. One of them, Clara Rocks, a young woman
easy.
Who says she wanted to be a mainstream model, but when she couldn't get work there, she thought she wasn't pretty enough.
Aww.
So she decided that she'd go make a little money for school somewhere else on a porn set.
Ooh.
Poor girl.
She grew up
I love the
an
way
only
Diane
child
Sawyer presents
in Montreal,
this.
Canada, from an educated middle-class home.
Fucking.
But
America,
Laura, who is French Canadian,
says
she mostly remembers
Miss
the bickering
Canada.
Between her parents.
And seeing that my parents were unhappy together.
Sawyer? Diane Sawyer?
Unhappy.
Oh, I thought you were talking about this girl.
She says she was trying to get her parents' attention, but when she became a teenager, she
Diane
began
Sawyer
to
was
act
Miss
up,
America.
And her parents put her in a facility
really?
For troubled teens. Afterwards, a job in a strip club.
She
then, to earn
shit.
Some extra money, she says she got an agent and thought
she could have went
a
into
short
porn.
Stint in porn should've. Movies. She says she was firm.
Might have watched
she
her porn 20
years
ago.
Unconventional intercourse,
now?
And absolutely no
that
scenes without a
passed.
Condom. But she says her agent warned that she wouldn't get much work that way.
In the porn industry, you're pretty young, like 18 to 21, and the men that you are getting you in there are in the like world. 40 to 80. So it's easy for them instead, to make you accept the idea that you would double have anal accepted from when your age.
You try to sing from it's your vagina. Your vagine.
The distributors can only distribute to so many countries if there's a condom on.
She's
it
got
sells
some
more
good
if there's not a condom on.
That's
DSL.
Again,
this is Sharon Mitchell, who runs the adult industry medical clinic that tests performers.
Yeah, I like
she
that.
Says
she's
there's a huge
the
pressure
tester.
To push performers into what's called gonzo porn.
Ooh,
a whole
gonzo
area
porn.
Of movies where anything goes. Another
was that
warning.
Inspired
this
by Hunter S. Thompson.
And it's as
I would think so.
I would
term
so.
Extreme
term
as possible. It's
maybe not the porn itself.
Penetrations.
But
it's
the
fisting.
Is that where
it's
Hunter
all
S. Thompson
about
is
sex.
Shoving a shotgun up your vagina?
A few people still do vanilla, regular sex, but for the most part, it's as kinky as they can get and as much as they can push it.
Oh, this ABC special is blowing my mind.
And that's what we're dealing with.
So you think you want to be a porno star?
Push it? Like shitting on each other's faces?
But back then, Lara, new to the business, agrees to make a movie in L.A. with a man named Mark, an actor-director who impressed her by saying he had worked with
her
favorite hip-hop artist, Snoop Dogg.
I would have single-analed her.
Lara's agent tells her not to go. She'll be eaten alive in
L.A. I wouldn't have analed her at all because I know she's got AIDS.
She thinks for a short stay,
I would have done her in the front,
though,
probably.
1996, I was there.
People in the industry were really clean and got tested, like, regularly. And
she gets to the set, and as we've heard so often from performers before, says it's not the kind of sex scene she expected. Now she's told it will be unconventional sex with two men at the same time.
And he said, no, you're here for double anal. So I freaked out. My heart started beating really fast.
Let's play a drinking game. Every time she says double anal,
I don't know.
Take a drink.
I don't know if I could do a double
anal. Every time
you
say double anal, let's take a piece of
glue. It's either that or we don't need
you. Nope, just a shot of vodka, you fucking pervert.
She had to pay back the $1,100 plane ticket to Los Angeles.
Double
anal. She was going to be paid $1,300
for double anal.
That double penetration.
Oh, there it is, drink.
Drink.
So I did the DP.
To get through it, Lara says she mentally broke out of her body.
DP, that counts.
Over
drink
to
again.
Corner of the room.
Where there's no mark, there's
my
no diary, there's no camera. And
Vlad,
I would look there
stinks.
And think about
are you
the sand,
kidding
the
me?
Beach.
But when she woke up the next day,
little did she know they
aching.
Had a camera in the corner
and
as well.
I started having a yeast infection because
days later she was feeling tired all the time. She says, I thought maybe she had
mono
or something.
Or a yeast infection.
We deal with every day with chlamydia, gonorrhea, hepatitis, all types A, B, and C. We deal with. Gonorrhea of the throat.
Oh,
we
man.
Deal with
so,
things
think
that
about that.
So
can't
excited.
Jacking off to
gonorrhea of the throat.
Sexually like, transmitted disease that are sexually transmitted
throat.
Disease in porn.
But the news
I'd
Lara
love
received
give her gonorrhea
went a step
throat.
Beyond.
Michelle, the actor who tested positive is named Darren James. He is a veteran.
Darren James.
I called Darren James.
Darren James, you fucking asshole.
Left him
how dare you?
Fred on his answering machines. I was telling him how I was going to kill him and kill myself after. I was crying.
That's right. She had just made a movie with the same Darren James
that's
making
right.
the headlines,
HIV,
the actor
bitch.
Who touched off the HIV scare.
Had been infected in Brazil and spread the disease to a Canadian actress credited as Laura Rocks.
Lara was alone in L.A. She'd
is it Lara or is it Laura?
It's
Lara. Hotel room. She Lara. An apple with the horrifying
it's Lara.
News.
I freaked out. I started
I
yelling
hear,
and punching the
I just
want to
hear Diane Sawyer say double penetration one more time.
People in the industry. A shoulder to cry
double
on.
Double penetration or double anal, either way.
It said the
oh,
word
man.
Detective on her test. And I held her in my arms, and she quaked like you'd been hit by 10 points on the Richter scale.
Do you think he got AIDS because he held her in his arms?
The public would learn the intimate details of
can
how
it
happened.
That?
How Darren James had been shooting a movie in Brazil. No condoms. It's believed he contracted the deadly virus there.
Brazil has a higher HIV rate than the United States. So
Brazil,
when people
you don't
go down to
condoms.
Brazil to shoot adult films, they
well,
are
also in Brazil, have you seen those guys' asses
a little
there?
Bit more than they would anywhere
like,
else.
Of
ginormous.
Course.
Just
yes,
a few days after
nice.
His return from Brazil, James shot
so what does
the
that
double
mean?
Penetration scene with Lara.
Are you saying a black
the girl
guy would like
she'd
in
spend
Brazil?
A couple of months to get a little extra
easily,
money.
Easily
or
spread.
Of course you would. Why would he
easily
or could have raped me and killed me, and it would have been
better?
Less upsetting. To me and my family.
A lot of rape murder victims
Lara
are up in arms over this.
About suicide.
Seriously.
Oh yeah,
I'm
it really would have
death.
Been less upsetting. You
I'm afraid of
double
dying
anal whore.
Of, like HIV.
She stayed up all night struggling.
I don't
with
get
what
that comment.
Do. But then she says, oh, when the sun came up.
She doesn't want to.
When I heard the birds and I saw the sunshine, I felt.
If you're not afraid of death, dying, afraid of death any way that it comes.
I choose.
Yeah, but she's saying she's not afraid of what comes after the death. I think.
Find out.
She's not afraid of dying necessarily, but of the
no. So she's afraid of dying, but not of death.
Maybe. Maybe dying. Maybe we're just. Maybe we're putting too much into what a double anal whore is saying. You know.
So that was just the Laura Rocks interview, HIV porn scandal on primetime with Diane Sawyer.
Given it was a few years ago, but the scandal was in 04. This was 08 when this was made.
But the reason we're even watching this is because there's a new scandal, right?
Oh, yeah, it's a small scandal.
Like the health organization is getting involved? What's going on? Tell me about it, master of porn.
Well, all I know is I heard that it's kind of an issue over whether porn actors and actresses should be using condoms. Should be mandated to use condoms during the filming.
Right.
You know.
But you know, a lot of people don't like condoms in their porn.
Yeah, which to me, it's kind of silly. It's like, who gives a shit, really? Like, I know, yeah, it's all fantasy, whatever, but really, who cares?
Yeah, like, I don't. It doesn't really matter to me.
No.
I don't
care.
Why
the hell would it matter?
Yeah.
It's weird. Like, he's wearing a condom. Oh, fuck.
Oh, next.
That just killed my fucking boner.
Next.
Fuck, I can't come with this on.
Well, jerk off with a condom on, and then when you look down, you're like, oh, we're one and the same.
Well, that's why I can't watch interracial porn.
Why? Because you well, have
I can
a black
if it's a
cock?
Black girl. If it's a black girl, I can.
Oh, you're okay with that?
Yeah. White guy on black girl, I can
watch
that.
Ladies and gentlemen, David Duarte is not a racist.
It's not about racism at all. It's like I can't imagine me having a black cock.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know? Absolutely. And it's not because I'm afraid of seeing a black guy fuck somebody. It's just because I don't have a black cock.
Yeah, I just don't have a
black
cock.
Fuck so. Yeah.
The whole thing is
I'd be black cock rocking a lot of shit.
That's why point of view porn is so great because you're imagining it's you, you know, and you don't have to see that fucking dude's face. Mm.
Oh yeah, that's why it's called point of view.
Yeah,
it's exactly. Like your point of view.
Yes, exactly.
Brilliant.
POV.
Fucking brilliant.
Yep.
Thanks for pointing that out from own point of view.
From my point of view.
Thank you, sir. I had no idea.
Well, you know, like they always like the old ones used to always cut to the dude fucking when he's about to come. They fucking cut to the dude's face. It's like. Oh, that's the last
like
thing I
ever
see.
Wants to see.
That's
that.
The fucking last thing anybody wants to see. Oh, this dude's sweating and fucking running and just like, you're like, oh god, I was about to, but now no.
Yeah, you know what?
Well, and then you used to have to
then you had to put a new VHS in.
Yeah, you have to reach to your fucking to your remote.
You're
then,
all hard, then, like running around the room.
Yeah, god damn, that would have sucked.
Yeah,
thank god I never got into that.
Thank god for technology. Yeah. You're like next. It's like
thank God for advancements in porn.
Oh god, it's just like two clicks, and you're already on the next one. It's not like oh man, could you imagine having a? You're like oh my god, I can't believe I just got this new porn on VHS, and it's terrible. Or worse yet, like Laserdisc.
Yeah,
you had a giant fucking Laserdisc that you're changing out because the porn wasn't good.
Did they even make Laserdisc porns?
I hope so.
Oh man, they did.
If I was a collector of anything, I would collect Laserdisc porns.
Yeah, I'm
porns.
Sure. Porns.
This is a note to our listener. Send me Laserdisc
Send
porns.
Laserdisc porns. Oh, God. That's an awful thing, though. And nowadays, you can have like 7 windows open at once and just be like, all right, oh, this video is going good. Yeah. Oh, this video is going good. Oh, this video is. Oh, fuck. No, close that one.
7.
Close that one out.
7 windows. That's all you can do?
No, you can do many more. I'm just
I've got a
bigger the screen.
I've got a 42-inch screen in front of me, and then to my right. Is a 20 inch screen.
Is that really 20 inches?
19 maybe. I was lying.
Yeah.
But I'm saying 19. I could have like 5 and like another 8, like the ultimate porn dome. It's amazing.
Oh, jeez. Whoa, what's this teenager with HIV? What's that all about?
Do we watch another one? No.
No. Laura Rocks, like if I didn't know,
I feel bad for her.
I do feel bad for her. Like a lot of girls get into that stuff, and they, you know, get coerced, or not maybe not coerced, but you know,
right, right,
kind of
like they thought, you know,
had an image like of what it's supposed to be like, and
they thought, oh, hey, like I'm just gonna be the girl that masturbates,
yeah, yeah,
in front of a camera,
yeah. First, I'm just gonna get naked and, you know, just tease everybody, and then oh no, and then it gets, that's. Then they're like, oh, no, you have to masturbate.
Right.
Use a dildo.
Well, because in their hometown, they're a 10. And then they go to Los Angeles. And all of a sudden, they're a 6.
Right, right. They think they're a fucking legit model.
And you're like, you're 4, 11, and a third.
We know girls like that, don't we?
Tons of them.
Yeah.
What's your girl's name who's 4, 11 and a half?
Jesse Jane, is that?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that one.
Your best friend, Jesse Jane.
Oh, it's not my best friend. No. That girl's kind of gross, actually.
But I
even
mean,
her, like I watched her on Howard Stern, and right when she was breaking out, and she was like a former Hooters girl, like waitress.
Oh, right, that's how she came
and
up?
She had only been like with like 5 dudes or something like that before she started in porn.
Really?
Yeah, and then she got into porn, and who knows how many since, like, fucking...
That's strange, because usually Hooters servers are such good servers. I never thought they'd move on to porn.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
And, I mean, they're such, you know, like, well together.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you ask them about their wine list, like, they're very knowledgeable.
They'll wind you about a lot of things, I'm sure. They are the dumb bitches.
All right, so we've got a few more signs of the apocalypse. I'm going to keep going on because it's been, you know, 6 months since we've been on the air.
Has it really?
Yeah. So there are radioactive leaks found at 75% of U.S. nuke sites. So every nuclear base is, not every, but 75% of the nuclear power plants are emitting radioactive matter? Radioactive material? What would you call that? I would call that fucked up.
Yeah, radioactivity.
Yeah.
Yeah, radioactive waves.
Radioactive leaks. Leaks. Does that scare you? Are you scared of that? I think we've got one here, like Santa Monica. Is that where it is?
Is there a radio or a nuclear plant over there?
Yeah, something on the beach there. And then there's one in San Diego, too, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it's pretty much, we're fucked as far as all that goes.
Right, if we get a fucking earthquake.
But you know what, like, how much radioactive waves are actually, like, out there anyways with, like, cell phones and fucking, and
microwaves.
Else. Yeah, microwaves. And
well, yeah, and
who knows what, you know, like.
Telephone, we've been living by telephone wires for years, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Power cables and shit like
power
that.
Power lines, yeah.
We're pretty much all going to die.
I think the best thing you could do is just, like, you know, eat a healthy diet of antioxidants and just pray for a quick death.
You heard it here first, folks.
Pray that somebody shoots you in your sleep.
message from David Duarte.
Yeah.
Make sure that somebody shoots you in your sleep and you die young.
Yeah. Yeah, because you don't want to have to deal with all the other stuff.
So did you? We're moving into sports news now. Sportistic signs of the apocalypse.
Nice.
Sportistic? Yeah? You like that?
I like sportistic.
Yeah. So Ron Artest has changed his name to Mata World Peace.
No, it's Meta.
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 I wrote Mata. Yeah, Meta. So it's M-E-T-T-A, World
Meta
Peace.
Meta meaning world or universal love.
Oh.
Universal love. Is what Meta means.
And then his last name would be World Peace, or is World his middle name?
World is his middle name, and Peace would be his last name.
So he wants Peace on the back of his jersey.
On his back of his jersey, yeah.
Number 91, or is he going to change his number? Meta World Peace.
Yeah, he hasn't said.
Good for him.
Crazy dude.
Good for him.
Crazy dude.
But there was, what was the baseball player in like the 80s?
No, there was a basketball player, World Be Free.
Oh, World Be Free, yeah, yeah. He changed his name to that,
right?
His last
name was already Free, though.
But he changed his first and middle name to World B.
World B, yeah. And then, you know, there's been lots of people that have changed their names. But
Chad Ochocinco?
Well, yeah, Chad Ochocinco. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Muhammad Ali.
Right, right. They did it for a religious reason, not for a commercial reason, though.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, do you think World Be Free and Ron Artest are actually doing it for commercial reasons, or they're doing it just for...
World Be Free did it because he realized that he had HIV.
No, he didn't actually.
Wait, retract that.
That was Magic Johnson.
Oh, sorry. Black basketball players. It's so Johnson. Hard to get them. It's so hard to get them confused. So this is my new theory. I've got a new theory. Are you ready for this?
Ready.
So I want to be the first to propose to the world. You hear about like the Suns, the Phoenix Suns executive who came out of the closet.
Yeah.
He's a gay guy.
Yeah.
So he's like the first major sports figure to come, and he's not even an athlete, right?
Right, right.
But the forecast is that like this is gonna open the way for like the next crazy giant athlete to come out of the closet. So we think within the next what?
The next Giants athlete?
New
York or something?
A big name. Giants athlete? Michael Strahan.
I guarantee you the owner of the Giants is gay. I've seen him and like, he's gay. I haven't heard him talk. He's gay.
I don't know what that means. The San Francisco Giants?
Yeah, the San Francisco
Giants. Oh, of course he is. Why else would he be?
Why would he be owner in San Francisco? No, but...
Well, let's ask...
There's a lot of people out there that you're like, you're not out of the closet. You know, or people don't think you're gay or don't know you're gay.
I just want to be the first person in the world to say this theory that's going to come true.
Okay.
And my theory is that LeBron James and Dwayne Wade are gay.
Dwayne Wade is obviously the man in that relationship.
Yeah, but he's a very good dresser. He is.
But as are most black men.
Top dresser.
As are most black men, though.
He is like the best dresser
gay men
amongst
and black men.
Yeah, but Dwayne
American
Wade.
Black men.
Dwayne Wade is a man amongst boys when it comes to dressing, even in the black community. Right? The very sharp dresser.
He is a sharp-dressed man, yes.
Dwayne and LeBron James. Like, why else would they move together to the same city?
South Beach, Miami.
To have sex with each other.
Well, I mean, they can do that whenever they want. Anyways, I mean,
I'm just saying. I just want to be the first to break it when it comes true. And I think he'll come out of the closet in about 2 years. But now that I've said it in a public setting, I will get all the credit. You'll see.
Right, right.
You're not seeing it? You don't see it? I think it makes a ton of sense.
Honestly, like, I'm not seeing it. Not seeing it.
He's a good dresser. LeBron is a beta male. Dwayne is an alpha male. They clearly showed their fucking relationship.
That is true, by the way. Like, LeBron should be an alpha, but he's not.
No, he's a beta. Total beta. And, you know, like, the whole thing in the playoffs was when Dwayne yelled at him. That's when he went into his shell. He yelled at him on the court.
Yeah.
And he had three shitty games in a row.
Yeah, he yelled at Bosch on the court, and Bosch fucking picked it up.
Bosch might be the man.
Yeah.
Or maybe that's what it was, that maybe, you know, they're all three gay. Dwayne Wade had a little something with Bosch when LeBron thought it was the two of them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
maybe that's what their summit was all about, you know?
Well, what? Exactly. It was a summit, wasn't it? Did they make up that name themselves?
Yeah, it's like
that's very phallic.
This is a summit.
There's very phallic. I'm telling you, this theory, it's gonna grow some weight. Like you're not really thinking about it right now, but
no,
you'll be like, yeah, that makes sense. And every little thing they do from here on out. Just put it under that guy's. Like,
yeah, because I mean, you look.
What
at,
if they were gay? What if they were straight? Why would you do this?
A lot of like athletes, and you're like, you know, like you try to pick out. You know, like there's because it's
if
like
you're that competitive.
Well, I mean, the sports is a microcosm of the rest of the world, right? The rest of the population.
Right.
So there, you know that like a certain percentage of athletes are gay as well. You know?
Yeah, obviously.
And exactly. But they try harder to fit in.
Yeah.
You know, to what's accepted in their community.
and to be there's something with being that competitive. I'm a competitive person, but to be that competitive and at the peak of your the peak of your talent and ability and the world, really, like wouldn't you only be attracted to the man next to you who could hang with you?
Who could hang with you? As when you're showering, you peek around to see if he can hang with you.
I'm just saying, they've been hanging out a lot.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't think that part of the theory holds any weight. I don't think that part of the theory holds any weight. I just think there's gay and
holds weight in your hand.
Yeah. Wouldn't you be attracted to a guy that actually could pick up your schlong and hold it?
I mean, seriously.
Because, I mean, if it's that big, huge.
If it's that big, you're that competitive, that's big, you have the biggest dick in the room, you need a dude who's 6'8", 245 to hold that shit up.
Fuck. Fuck.
He did. They said that at the combine when he was drafted, that he did 27 reps of Dwayne Wade's cock.
That's it?
That's it.
Fuck, what a pussy.
Apparently it's 195 pounds. Yeah.
What
it's
a big, pussy.
It's bigger than you think. Still, what a pussy.
Yeah. If he was a real dude, he could have done fucking 54 reps of that.
All right, so I'm glad I got that out, that I'm the first person.
Well, Charles Barkley said, he's like, if you're an athlete and you think you have not played with a gay man, you're crazy.
Right.
You're just stupid.
Yeah, and there was like a couple guys that came out, but it was like after their career, and they weren't ever like big players. Well,
yeah,
they're
obviously like
big players.
Baseball
but
player
not.
Billy Bean. Billy Bean played with the Dodgers.
He
wasn't big though.
One of the pitchers pitched for the Diamondbacks for a little while. Russ something, I forget his name.
Yeah, I don't remember.
And then there was a basketball player, like a center dude, a big dude, who came out later. I don't remember his name.
Yeah,
but
there's more. There's tons more, and it's just too bad that they can't come out like while they're playing, you know?
Right, and well, that's what I'm saying. Like this whole thing when LeBron James comes out of the closet and Dwayne Wade, like it's gonna change the world. So essentially, it's a sign of the apocalypse.
Everybody already hates LeBron,
so he might as well come out.
Might as well come out.
It's not gonna hurt his sponsorship. I mean, fuck.
And
who wouldn't? Like,
people would
tell
probably
me that,
turn around on him and
tell
probably
me
like
as.
Him.
Yeah, exactly. Tell me, as liberal and as crazy as Nike is, that they couldn't even possibly drop him. Fuck no. That'd be worse.
No, that'd be
that'd
terrible.
Be,
for
oh
them.
Man, so he would probably Nike make more money off of it.
Nike isn't as liberal as you would like to think. They come off.
No.
But they're fucking.
But
corporate.
I'm with as big as their corporation is, and as you know, if he came out of the closet and they dropped him. That would be a PR nightmare for them.
Oh, yeah, because that's all they care about is PR.
Exactly. So who cares if they're liberal or not? They're conscious of, you know. So I'm saying whether he's gay or not, he should probably come out of the closet and he'll make more money.
A business decision.
Yeah, exactly. The camp. He's like, my camp has decided we're taking our talents to West Hollywood.
Taking our talents to the Castro.
I should be that motherfucker's advisor. He wants some money? Come out of the closet, bitch!
He's like, I'm going to be the biggest guy in town.
Literally.
All right.
but don't give me the ball in the fourth quarter, because I'm a bitch. Seriously, what a disappointing finals, though, huh?
Somebody asked. Somebody
like,
asked,
the first three games are so good.
Somebody asked LeBron for change for a dollar, but he said, all these guys are three quarters.
Oh, it's so funny when small white people can laugh at such a big black man.
I know.
He would kill me at basketball.
You know what?
But I can laugh at him.
There's something.
I've got better jokes than he does.
Yeah, fucking. I'm better at a lot of things than he is. At you know, who cares?
I'm apparently better
but I'm
at
not
being
going
a
around,
straight male than I'm, he is.
I'm not going around calling myself the king either. You know, or the chosen one.
What? You don't call yourself that?
I do, and when I'm alone with That's myself, weird. When I'm
you
my
seriously
porn.
Get three, you get three beers in me, and I am fucking Jesus.
When I'm alone with Lara Rocks, I perhaps call myself the king and the chosen one.
She's dead to me. I can't even jerk off to her porn anymore.
No, it's gross.
She's got the HIV.
Yeah, it's like, oh man. Well, plus, like, she didn't do much, and that double anal scene just killed it.
Well, you know, I never had sex ed at school, so I'm pretty sure if you jerk off somebody who has HIV, you get AIDS.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's how, that's God giving it to you.
Yeah, yeah.
God's like, you know, you shouldn't have done that.
Well, I feel his angry glare on the back of my neck when I'm, you know.
That's the wrath of God.
Oh, it's terrible. So terrible. So terrible.
That's actually, if you're watching it on your laptop, he's actually peeking through on the webcam.
Yeah, I mean, that's scary.
Or if you have a webcam, yeah, that's how he does it.
You ever think about that? That's, you're being watched. It's Big Brother. It's 1984. Mm-hmm. Like, we've got cameras 19, everywhere.
94?
84. 1994?
It's 94.
And like the Xbox Kinect and the PlayStation I, like, they've got cameras on you everywhere now.
Mm-hmm.
They can control that shit.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Don't jerk off in front of your Microsoft Kinect. I think that is the message for the week.
Or the Wii, whatever.
Do you have anything else to say? Do you want to give any shout-outs?
Shout-outs. Just to my boy LeBron. I know you're not gay, bro. I know you're not gay. And if you are, it's okay. You know, like, but either way, give me a call next week.
Wait, hold on. I'm pretty sure he fits in your... he would be the ultimate, right?
No. Oh, shit.
So he's 6'7". Wait, fuck. Right?
No, yeah. Was that what I said? Over 6'7"?
He's probably in the top.
Oh, yeah. He's got the body fat percentage of nothing.
And in the percentile of...
top 1% income?
Of income?
Probably.
He's pretty close.
Oh, he's got to be there. He's got to be there. Oh, no, there's not a fucking...
We figured it out. Fuck. Wow, I didn't even think about that.
Did I say skin tone?
And he's black on top of that.
Did I say anything about skin tone or anything? Cause like
no, remember you said it was all those things, that he was 6'7", had a, you want a 7.5 or an 8-inch cock?
No, I didn't care about
cock
that.
Cock size doesn't matter?
No.
Okay,
so. Like, I'd rather have smaller, personally. Like, I got to deal with that? Fuck. Like, I don't get that, like, with dudes. Like, why would you want to do with a bigger cock?
Because you actually enjoy it.
That's how you know I'm not gay. Because well, I'm just thinking, wow, the bigger the cock, the more it's going to hurt.
Well, I mean, by the way that he plays basketball,
it's probably in the not fourth as big quarter, as you think.
I'm assuming that he's like 6 inches max. So you might be all right.
Oh, well, that's huge.
Speak for yourself. All right.
You're okay. I get it. Yeah. 6 inches is just average.
Oh. That's fuck. Well, for a black man that's 6'7", to have a 6-inch cock.
Dude, why are you belittling him like that? He's like 6'8", 6'9".
Is he? Is he that big?
Yeah, he's like, well, almost 6'9".
I mean, so, they'll lie.
So, yeah.
They'll lie.
A 6-inch cock on that dude would be tiny. but I would feel bad for him.
Not on a 6'7 guy?
No, a 6'7 guy would be average.
This?
No, it would still be tiny.
I think we're going to label this last half hour of the show the gay hour. Gay. Pop Clip Times. I guess we started with porn. So it was just the sex hour.
No, it was the sexy hour.
It was the sex hour.
Sex hour.
All right, so I guess we'll give a shout out to Nick. We hope everything's okay with the kids and that you're not raptured, because I'd miss him. If he got raptured, I'd miss him.
I would think, yeah, if he got raptured.
He was a pretty good guy. He was pretty Catholic.
Was
remember?
He? Was he really Catholic? Was he really Catholic or just...
I don't know. Raised that way. Maybe that's all it was. I don't know many... What? Yeah, I don't know.
Mm.
Probably not. But if we never see him again, we have to assume he was raptured.
Probably. Yeah. Better for him, you know.
And Jessica? Should we give her a shout out?
Was she Catholic too?
No, I think she's Protestant? The devil. I think she's the devil.
She was Antichrist.
Yeah. Probably a Wiccan witch.
Yeah. Gonna burn her at the stake. She deserves to go to hell. I heard her, the way she talks about the, you know, the Vlad packs and all that. She's definitely not going to
I don't think
that
was her. That was some Irish girl. We don't know who that was.
Hey, that girl's going to hell for sure.
Yeah. Whoever for that dirty sure. Irish girl was.
Ooh.
Yeah, no sense. Destroyed that probably.
many times over.
I think that's enough. We're gonna go ahead and say goodbye now for episode 7.
All right. Good night.
LeBron is gay.